AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. There were dozens of tornadoes in at least six states yesterday, with the most extensive damage in Alabama. At least nine people are reported dead in Alabama and Georgia. CBS's Omar Villafranca on a twister that hit Selma.
Amanda McLeod says it's a miracle she survived a tornado that destroyed Selma Church daycare. She's being called a hero for how she and her fellow teachers protected eight infants as the tornado tore through the building.
I had the seven-week-old here, and I think she's 4 or 5 months old here, and I was sitting down, and when the power went out, I was just shielding him, the little one, the seven-week-old one.
Selma, Alabama took a direct hit. A 20-mile path of destruction cut through its historic downtown.
The White House faces questions about not publicly disclosing the discovery of classified papers at President Biden's Wilmington home and at an office he used. Special Counsel Robert Hur has been appointed to look into whether or not laws were broken. CBS's Adriana Diaz reports.
CBS News has learned that the classified documents recovered from the Penn Biden Center and President Biden's Wilmington home number roughly 20 and include materials marked top secret. President Biden refused to comment on the growing crisis. Robert Hur, the incoming special counsel, who could start as soon as next week, is expected to probe many key questions, including how the classified documents were left unsecured, who moved them, and why.
Russia has declared its first battlefield victory in months. CBS's Deborah Pata reports.
It's one of the bloodiest battles since the war began. Russia claims it's taken control of Soledar. Ukraine disputes this. Its forces have been holding out against a ferocious Russian onslaught led by Wagner mercenaries. The fight for the small salt mining town in eastern Ukraine has assumed an outsized significance. But a win in Soledar would give Vladimir Putin his first victory after months of humiliating losses.
There's been a steady stream of tributes for Lisa Marie Presley, who died yesterday after suffering cardiac arrest. She'll be laid to rest next to her son at Graceland. Her father, Elvis Presley, is also buried there. CBS's Elise Preston.
Flowers rest on the gates of Graceland, Lisa Marie Presley's childhood home.
It was surreal. It was just like something's missing.
She was at the family's iconic Memphis mansion last week to celebrate what would have been her father's 88th birthday. A Graceland statement thanked fans for their love and prayers, saying the family is, quote, shocked and devastated.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
We have a full hour with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Yes, thank you for having me. So glad to be in studio.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You know, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whether you are a union member or a business owner, picking up your garbage has no partisan lines. Making sure people can get to and from work shouldn't have partisan lines.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah. Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. What do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Hello, Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Oshkosh, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of Waukesha, Madison tonight. Everyone who's streaming, everyone who's listening to the podcast later. A very early happy birthday to Benjamin Bry. His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Another Capricorn.
There you go. And happy Friday to you, Jane Metnair.
Thank you very much, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
My mother's coming this weekend. We're
nice.
Going to have some fun. We're going to the Laughing Tap tonight.
That's right.
To see Greg Bach's establishment.
Very cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend, and it's going to be a fun show. So, coming up on the 11 o'clock hour, we got some headlines per usual in the first hour. We're going to talk about the meltdown of gas stoves. They're like the new M&Ms.
Yes.
The new, you know, so many of the things that are like, what?
The new outrage.
The new outrage. And some updates on how to treat childhood obesity. And also some good health news as far as when it comes to cancer death rates. And how much they've gone down, which is
great.
Which is great news. And then at the top of the noon hour, I'm very excited because I'm going to make my case that despite being married to a Michael, despite having my best friend be a Michael, I don't think we need any more Michaels.
That's a bold stance to
take. I'm just saying. Maybe throw John in there too. I may list off to prove how many other not weird hipster, but just other names. Other boy names there are, besides Michael. I may list off some of the ones that are on my boy, my future boy list that I would like. Because apparently, in the U.S. House, there's going to be more Mikes heading committees than women.
Tripping over Mikes.
So we're going to do that at noon. But to kick off today, what a bad week in Wisconsin when it comes to LGBTQ+ issues. You know, I feel like this was at the end of last week, but even came into this week, what happened at East High School in Madison with, you know, that gave vibes of what happened in Keele, Wisconsin last year of the Gender Sexuality Alliance wanting to put on a drag show. It was approved by the school. A lawyer from Will caught wind of it, tweeted about it. Libs of TikTok picked it up. And then there was threats of violence. And now that is canceled. Then, as we talked about yesterday, and I will say, I've been the
reaction to the conversation we had yesterday about the Waukesha School Board meeting and the parental rights and transparency bill, the amount of people who've reached out to me since then, both people who live concerned parents in Waukesha, but also people who live in other parts, like the school districts all over the state.
Yes. And, all over the country, quite honestly.
Yeah. And so that will probably be a recurring theme, I would imagine, because seeing how many people are very concerned. And, you know, and this comes as a reminder, February 21st is the primary and April 4th is the general for our nonpartisan spring elections. And this is, you're going to hear so much about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is an incredibly important race and is the race that we all will be voting on because it is a statewide race. But this is when you elect your school boards and you have a say in who gets on there and paying attention, because I made my video for Journal Sentinel this week. And, you know, Wisconsin typically is pretty good at voter turnout in the fall. Like in the last four major elections since 2016, we've been one of the top five states for voter turnout.
Well done.
Somewhere between 60 and 74%. So in the last 22 years, according to Wisconsin Election Commission's data, our worst year are being Wisconsin. Wisconsin's worst year in voter turnout in the fall was 44%. Our best year in the last 22 years in the spring election for nonpartisan races, 34%.
Oh, my.
Our best year.
Oh, that's terrible.
And so as these issues amongst multiple school districts is rising and people are concerned and you realize the power that school boards actually have when it comes to your kids, remember that you have a chance to vote. But on top of that, yesterday, basically while we were having the conversation about the Waukesha School Board District, our state legislature the committee was suspending the ban on conversion therapy,
which 20 other states also have in place.
The state has 20 other states have banned conversion therapy altogether. And Wisconsin was trying to do that because the State Department of Safety and Professional Services Board, which is the board that licenses marriage and family therapists, counselors, and social workers. So they're kind of, they know what they're talking about, I would imagine, prohibited conversion therapy because it is very dangerous as when it comes to recommendations and trying to treat someone for what their sexual orientation is. And so for now, Wisconsin counselors can tell gay patients to change their sexual orientation. And it's I want to swear so badly.
Don't do that.
Just what a crappy week in gay news. Let's put it that way, right? And it is so wildly frustrating. And we'll get into more of the details of what happened at the Capitol yesterday. But for a party that ran on crime, that ran on inflation, even though the state legislatures can't really affect inflation, but they ran on it. For all the different priorities that were spouted in the lead up to November's election, this is the first thing, this is the priority.
Yeah.
Is suspending the conversion ban. And what's really frustrating is this is getting pegged, the argument here, and granted, the testimony that happened was in front of the state legislature yesterday, the Senate, on this one committee. So this was not in front of a judge. This was not a legal argument. And yet, lo and behold, who was arguing for a therapist or a counselor's right, their right to have conversion, to suggest or conduct conversion therapy, is no other than Will.
Shocker.
And their argument is that it by saying they can't do that, it's a freedom of speech issue, which makes no sense. If you are a licensed doctor, therapist, you can't just give your diagnosis based on your opinion. This is not a freedom of speech issue. Because, like, and then I think Kelda Royce made this point yesterday. It wasn't in the article. I was at Journal Sentinel, and one of the photographers who was there was telling me about it. That she asked the question, like, so an oncologist has freedom of speech in their diagnosis and in how they treat you? And yet, here we are. Because it's not, I mean, because this is not a, it's not.
It's not a freedom of speech issue.
It's not a freedom of speech issue. And the fact that it's being, because, you know, they tried to make the argument like this is not about the dignity of the human being and whatever. We're just saying that it's a freedom of speech issue, that counselors should have the right to practice this kind of therapy. Even though everyone who's actually an expert on this, the AMA, all of the different medical departments and committees and everything that has said, like, this is a dangerous tactic. And yet here we are.
Increased suicide rates for the people who are undergoing conversion therapy. Increased rates of depression. It's
so many different things. And it's, I just don't understand. In all of these scenarios, we're largely talking about young people, right? Because once you're an adult, you would likely
make your own decision,
right? And not be opting to continue to see a therapist or a counselor who is conducting this, unless you are consenting, saying, I would like to change. So we're largely talking about young people. And imagine if we put the same energy into shutting down, shutting up gay kids as we did into not having guns in school. Imagine how much further we would be if that kind of energy and enthusiasm was brought to guns in schools. We'd probably be a lot further along. I'm sorry, I'm really riled up this morning. Like, I feel like we've talked more about gay issues this week in Wisconsin than we have almost since the show started.
Pretty much.
And it just feels like an avalanche of bad news for LGBT people in Wisconsin and the people who love them. And it's wildly frustrating that this is where the energy, out of all the things, of all the problems we have right now, this is what's being in the headlines every day. Because this is obviously the worst problem we're facing as a
state
right now.
Number one issue, Kristen, yeah.
So if you have feelings about this, our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. When we come back from this break, I'll get into some of the more of the details of what happened in the Capitol last week. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under cloudy skies, northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 35. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 27. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Birds wanna cut me down. I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Jane, Matt Nair, you just softened my rage by playing that song.
And I don't know. I kind of liked you all ragey. I don't know if that was a good thing then.
I'm all ragey this morning because of the trifecta of stories that happened in Wisconsin over the last week when it comes to the unnecessary attack on our LGBTQ plus youth that started with East High School having to cancel its drag show because of threats of violence that then moved on to Waukesha School Board endorsing, basically making kids come out to their parents, even if their parents aren't going to be very supportive. And then yesterday, the Rules Committee? No, what is it? The Republicans on the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules.
Oh, that sounds like a great committee.
Voted 6-4, so the four Democrats versus the six Republicans, to suspend the ban on conversion therapy, because we know that works so well.
Yeah.
And I'm very sarcastically livid about all of this. But we have a phone call.
Curtis from West Dallas is on the line. Thanks for joining us, Curtis. What do you want to say?
I would like to say a lot. I would like to say a lot. But I will start by saying I'm a gay male. And I had a lot of friends years ago that have died for Stonewall. And Wisconsin's always known as a forward state. But as of like the last couple of years, we went back so far. I can't even tell you. But the only way this is going to change is the youth get up and fight. Because let me tell you, a lot of the drag queens that I know years ago, and from my friends and family and uncles that were gay, they fought. You know, if you go back in their history in Wisconsin, Stonewall basically started here, you know, in 1969. Oh yeah, the gay bar. If you can actually go on. If you ever went to Pride Fest, they actually have a booth at Pride Fest every year, and it's all about the histories of the gays and how we fought. And there's a gay bar down by the building's still there. It's off of right when you come out the freeway by Sunfest. There's a building on the right hand side, right across the street from the Salvation Army. There, that building was one of the first gay bars in Wisconsin, and the gay boys used to go there. Gays and lesbians and cross gender used to go there and celebrate. And the police department was bought and paid for in Milwaukee. And when they were bought and paid for, they paid them to protect them. Then all of a sudden they decided one day, let's upraise and let's, be the gays. So the cops came in there and started to beat them up. And the drag queens fought back. They took their heels out and started whipping them. And that's where Stonewall started. And from then on, we fought for their rights. And these politicians trying to fight for their rights because, the underground network is coming out ever since Trump came out. But all I can tell you right now, if the youth want to change it, This is the time, because let me tell you, we have to fight for our right to be who anything you want to be, because in this country, we are united and we are free. So for somebody to say, hey, you can't be gay or you can't be this, you can't be that, we live in the United States of America, and this is a free country. And let me tell you, I fought for years, and I'll be more than happy to fight again, because I'm not going to put anybody back in anybody's closet. And not only that, is the youth nowadays, you should love people who they are, mm-hmm. not who they should not be or who you want them to be. Because if you really love your child and you say you love your children, you should love them for who they are and what their possibilities are going to be in the future. Because you never should ever try to understand the gay people, because you're not born gay. To be born gay, and I was growing up in a really harsh Catholic family. And when I came out, I was proposed by a lot of gay men, especially priests. But let me tell you, the one thing about it is you have to understand, it's almost like the gays are kind of like very close to being like blacks, you know, because you're born a certain way, like color, and you can't protect yourself. And a lot of people try to poke at you like a chicken. And you have to fight back, because if you don't fight back, they'll win. But I just want to let you know that. And I love your radio station. And like I told Jean earlier, I'm so happy she's on this radio station.
Me too.
Have a great day and keep on smiling.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
Thanks a lot, Curtis.
I didn't know, you know, I knew about Tit, like This Is It, and some of the gay bars throughout Wisconsin, but also in Milwaukee. I didn't know that there was that kind of like Stonewall clash with the police. And so I definitely want to go read more about that now. But I think that's true. And I think people are fighting back. Like I said, as far as the amount of emails and messages I received yesterday after the section that we did on the Waukesha School Board, I do think that there are people who are trying to fight this. And I do think that there's more. And I thought that was so interesting yesterday when I asked Sarah, did I ask it on air or did I ask it at the break? Because I asked her, I said, you know, for the students who spoke up, how many students are the students speaking against inclusion? It's the parents.
Well, I was just going to say that it's their parents.
And it's, you know, and kids bully, and you know, there is so much that we say about kids bullying. And I asked, I was like, because she says she has two kids who are in the LGBTQ community, and I said, how has it been for them when it comes to their peers? And the kind of, you know, and this, her one anecdotal experience with this, right? This does not speak for all kids. This does not speak for communities across the state. I'm sure it's different in Madison and Milwaukee than it is in Keele, Wisconsin, or parts of Waukesha,
sure.
Right? But, you know, and there was, she said, she had a couple stories that nothing of violence, but like, so, and so I just feel like there's a shift in younger people, even younger people who are raised in conservative households, where it's like, is this such a big deal? I don't know. I totally agree with Curtis, is that, like, you know, I try to be not moderate. I don't want that word. I try to see both sides. I try to be honest with my bias on issues. I try as much as I can to try to see it from the other side. I cannot see this from the other side. Full stop. Like, I cannot see this from the other side of the other point of view. Of how this is, does anything for anyone except give you control and make you feel comfortable because you have your own issues with how other people live their lives. You cannot tell me otherwise that this has anything to do with impacting your ability to live a good life. I want to scream right now. All right. Well, we're going to take another break.
You can scream.
I'll scream the break. When we come back, we'll move on to some other headlines. But feel free to join the conversation. Always 844-967-2789. We will be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This is who I'm meant to be. This is me.
Look out, cause here I come.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 people have died in storms that tore through the South yesterday. Lisa Giles and her daughter rode out the storm in a Selma, Alabama office bathroom.
Immediately, furniture started flying. All of the glass started breaking. Glass all over us, mud. The room that we were in just started shivering and shaking and just like it was fixing to come apart.
The White House insists it has been transparent about documents marked classified and found at two Biden locations. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they did not know the special counsel announcement was coming yesterday.
We are going to continue to fully cooperate. We have been.
The Kremlin says Russian forces have taken control of the eastern mining town of Soledar. The BBC's James Waterhouse says there's confusion.
We've had a claim from Russia's defense ministry that the regular army has moved in and taken control. But on Wednesday, we had a claim from the mercenary group Wagner, which has been spearheading the assault, that it had taken control.
This CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Let's remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Let's remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Cooking with gas.
Cooking with gas.
We all cook better when we're cooking with gas.
Gas is so hot it's not on when it's off. It's the only way to cook. That's what I was taught. Now here's a fact you should have to know to pass. 9 out of 10 chefs only cook with gas. Why is that, you say? Can I cook my way? The benefits we have to tell will really make your day. So listen, class, because we're going to go back. Here are all the reasons you should
cook. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Yeah, we're going to talk about gas stoves in a second.
We are.
So, what was this? What were we just listening to, Jane?
It's the Cooking with Gas song, Kristen Bry, from Natural Fuel Gas that I found this morning.
It sounds like it could have made it to a different version of Hamilton.
About the gas industry.
About the gas industry. Oh,
what a great idea.
All right. Well, before we get into that story, we got a text message.
We do, from Dave in the Shaw. We were talking about the conversion therapy ban, which was undone by the Republicans yesterday in Wisconsin. Dave's question is, what's the end game for the GOP with these anti-LGBTQ plus policies? Do they think they're going to stop people from loving other people? Do they want the LGBTQ plus community to leave the state or something worse?
I don't know. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I'm not of enough of a political strategist to know, like, oh, yeah, this is a winning issue for us. And it also feels so short-sighted. Like, the evolution of generations and millennials and Gen Z, I would say, much more open-minded, certainly not growing up to be more right. You know, the saying of if you're conservative when you're young, you have no heart. But if you're, liberal when you're old, you have no brain.
Or no money.
That's true. But we have no money anyways. the things that are happening in the world that have made the younger generations, not that I'm that young, but not be as open, not be drawn over to the right because of taxes and whatever, that they're like, no, the climate change, housing crisis, capitalism, like late stage capitalism. And it's like the people who these kinds of social issues appeal to that are fear-based, and like, they're not going to be here forever. This is not a growing, like a swell. They're loud. They're especially loud right now. But I just, like, is it just that you don't think you can win on the fiscal issues of what the Republican Party used to be? Because it's not, like, sexy enough, and it doesn't get people riled up enough, and it's harder to understand fiscal policy? I don't know.
It's easier to, as you said, frighten people, scare people. We see that on certain news networks. That's their formula. Or rage, outrage. Outrage is a good one, too. Keep them outraged, keep them angry, focused on this thing over here while you're doing something you shouldn't be doing over there.
Yeah. Well, and there was never... And it's also just funny because it's like, who's the snowflake? Because when a kitchen appliance can send you off, are you really in control of your emotions? Are you? Because... You know, I would expect this kind of rhetoric and outrage if, whenever there is the threat that they're going to take your guns away. But when it comes to your gas stove, really? You're that attached to your gas stove? So the latest star this week of the culture war is none other than a gas stove.
Yep. Look out.
So for context, if you've not been following this or if you've heard kind of wind of this. So for years, and I actually didn't know this until this week, it also doesn't shock me because, like, yeah, you're putting gas, like we have carbon monoxide detectors in our house, and yet a gas stove is, you're putting gas into the atmosphere of your home. But for years, research has shown that gas stoves are bad for the environment and bad for public health, particularly when it comes to the developing brains of young children. And so... There's certain cities and certain states, as you can guess, mostly blue ones, that have begun to consider and some implement bans on gas stoves, citing these health risks. And so with the growing body of research on the negative impacts of gas stoves, unsurprisingly, it found its way into the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. And on Monday of this week... The chairman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Richard Trumka, I think it's pronounced. And have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
Strong stash game.
Oh, really?
Real strong stash. looks like he was a dad in the 80s.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so he told Bloomberg that any option, quote, any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Operative word being can be. Not are going to be. Can be. And then the White House on Wednesday of this week asserted that Joe Biden does not support a ban on gas stoves. And one another chair from the CPSC clarified in a statement that he's not looking to ban gas stoves. And the CPSC has no proceeding to do that. But don't let that get in the way of a righteous tweet, because Texas representative and former White House physician Ronnie Jackson tweeted, "I'll never give up my gas stove. If the maniacs in the White House come for my stove, they can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Come and take it."
Ooh. Tough guy.
That's not the end. That's not the only one. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis tweeted a Gadsden flag, which I didn't even know what this was. I had to look it up. And so instead of the, oh yeah, so it's instead of the snake, like, don't tread on me, it's a stove. It's don't tread on Florida.
That's really stupid.
And then Tucker Carlson, of course, had to get in on this. He had a restaurant owner on his show to talk about how electric stoves were less functional than gas stoves. And Matt Walsh, you know, from What Is a Woman documentary fame, I think he's Daily Caller.
The outfit that sounds right.
Associated with, said, "You will have to pry my gas stove from my cold, dead hands." I would love to find out that some of these guys don't actually have gas stoves.
Well, in their homes. I want to know if they can find where their kitchen is.
Yes, that too.
Give me a break.
Like, how much cooking are you doing, Matt Walsh?
Seriously. Yeah. And Ron DeSantis? Yeah, right. You're in the kitchen.
And it's just... And it's also hilarious to me that the idea that this effort of, we're going to come into your home and take your gas, like your functioning gas stove, and make you replace it, versus, you know, like what happened with the ADA when that was passed, was that the, what happened was when buildings got renovated, when new buildings were built, they had to be up to the new codes. And so if anything were to happen with gas stoves, I am willing to bet at all of the money in my savings account that what would be happening is new buildings, so like new restaurants and new homes being built, would have to have either an updated, healthier stove, of the healthier gas stove, if they can improve it and make it less detrimental, or, you know, a conduction, whatever the other.
Convection.
I clearly don't cook. but yeah, so I just... Just panties all in a bundle this week. And of course, next week it'll be, but I had a friend tweeted at me of like some meme of, oh, I can't, like the poor person, like can't pay my bills. And it was like Joe Biden licking an ice cream cone saying, "I'm taking your gas stoves." It's like,
they're
this
not
is true.
They're not going to take your gas
they're
stove.
They're not going to take your gas stove. But,
and I don't know that this is a surprise, because, and this is about public health, and at least, right, informing parents, certainly parents who have young children. And from what I've been reading this week, it increases asthma, can worsen asthma, things like that. So as a parent, I think it's valuable you be told about that and that information shared. But the same people who are outraged about this are the same ones who wouldn't mask up or get vaccinated. They don't care about the greater good. They don't care about the, you know, all for one and one for all. It's me, 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 me. Freedom.
Does it make that much of a difference? Have you cooked on both kinds of stoves?
I have.
Does it make a difference?
I love my gas stove.
See?
But I'm not.
So you would be upset if they took your gas stove.
Well, I would be disappointed, yes. But then that would give me another excuse to find a reason not to have to cook, because I don't like it. But if I have to, I do like my gas stove. It's better control.
Fair.
You know, and we don't
just don't take my air fryer, because that I use for almost everything.
Step away from the air fryer, people.
Oh, well, speaking of public health, this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics updated its treatment recommendations on childhood obesity. And still, I mean, part of this story is how the term obesity is measured, which is, it's basically whether it's children or adults. Having a body mass index that's at or above the 95th percentile. And if I remember correct, body index is like your height divided by your weight. or is it weight divided by height? It's something like that, where it's for people who are just not, like, they're not morbid, like, the whole thing around that's there's stigma, because many consider the word obese to be stigmatizing, because some experts, like, recommend keeping in mind that conversations about, like, treatment and, like, all this stuff of, like, when you're obese, but it's like, you can be in that 95th percentile and be a healthy person.
Right.
And that's the point, right? It's like, there's, you know, and this is the whole fat phobia thing and people saying this isn't healthy, when you see, you know, yogis who are plus size women doing headstands. It's like, all right, buddy, you do a headstand.
Right.
You know, and like,
there is a level of fitness there.
Yeah. Like your vitals, when it comes to your cholesterol, when it comes to your blood pressure, like you can be a bigger person and have all of your internal vitals be exactly where they need to be.
Yep.
Anyways. So for years, the AAP has recommended that doctors take a wait and see approach for treating child's weight. But now the organization says delaying treatment could lead to lifelong health problems like heart disease and diabetes. And including, along with lifestyle changes, they're recommending an immediate and intensive treatment involving medications for kids as young as 12.
Wow.
And surgery for those as young as 13.
Wow.
But, I mean, as you can probably imagine, some experts worry that doctors are going to jump too fast on giving kids drugs and surgery. And I always come back to what pisses me off. I'm really on one today for it being Friday. I think I'd be in a better mood. The amount of personal responsibility we put on individuals for managing their weight and the lack of responsibility we ever lay at the feet of what foods we're allowed to eat. Like every single person who has ever traveled to like Europe, where you're eating pasta and you're eating cheese and you're eating all of this food that our diet culture in this country is like, don't eat carbs, don't eat fat, blah, blah, blah. Consistently, people are like, I feel so much better when I'm here. Because guess what? I don't know what their FDA is called, but the products and ingredients that are just not allowed in European food. Like if you can look at like a jar of Jif peanut butter and the ingredients are different in one bought in America versus one bought in Europe. Same thing for Nutella.
It's the preservatives.
It's the preservatives. It's the corn syrup. There is, and this is not, this doesn't even just apply to our food. It also applies to our beauty products and the things that we're allowed to, as women, be told that we need to put on our face and our makeup and everything. And like the carcinogens that are in that, that can lead to, that we're putting on our skin our entire lives. And the fact that this always comes down to the failing of the moral integrity of you just not being able to control yourself instead of, oh, the food we make readily available is actually horrible for you, but it's your fault. All right. We're really on one today. Let's keep rolling. All right. We're going to take another break. Stay with us. This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
Now, here's one final rule you should remember from school. When you want to cook or bake, natural gas is the fuel.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance hall. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs around 35. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 27. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, the Rage Hour, apparently.
Welcome to the Angry Hour.
Welcome to the Angry Hour. But we're still having a sense of humor about it. It is Friday, TGIF, and now for some good news. Let's go there.
Yeah.
Some good health news. So deaths from all types of cancers in the U.S. fell by an estimated 33% since 1991.
Wow.
Saving a cumulative 3.8 million lives. And this is according to a report released yesterday by the American Cancer Society. And progress was attributed to improvements in cancer treatment, early detection, and significant drops in smoking.
Yeah, and it's been on the decline for a long
time. And it's interesting because this comes in the same week where I feel like I had... The way this was worded in this article... And it was Wisconsin State Journal, and it said, Wisconsin smoking tax revenue down, but health benefits up as more people quit, report says. And it was just, because I get it, like, because alcohol, cigarettes, if we were to have, we'd be legal, you put a vice tax on these things, and it brings in revenue for the state. And it was just such an interesting thing, because I think where we are as a society no one debates anymore whether or not smoking is good or bad for you. Right. Like, I think we all agree
it's bad.
Smoking is bad for you.
Yes.
But it's your choice to continue to do it. But there's no, like, we're not still in the, like, where we are still with the vaccine, where there's people who are like, the vaccine is bad for you. It's like, you know, we're pretty much everything. Everyone's on. No one thinks there's health benefits to smoking anymore.
No.
We've moved past that. And so it's just that was such a funny headline to me. And the article is funny of comparing the there goes some revenue for the state, but at least people are living longer.
Right. But that's why I've always maintained that they will never make smoking illegal because there's too much money. There is way too much money involved.
Oh, yeah.
If everybody in Wisconsin quit smoking, all the municipalities would be freaking out.
Well, in reality, also, if you read this article, and we'll go back to the other cancer thing in a second, because our tax on cigarettes. So if this was really a concern, obviously we have a surplus right now and, and at any point we could have new revenue from marijuana, but.
Yeah, don't hold your breath on that one.
But if it was really, we need that extra, because it basically dropped from 4% to 2% of how much of the revenue was coming in from cigarettes, since less and less people are smoking in Wisconsin. But if we really wanted to make up that revenue, we could just increase what the tax is, because in both Illinois and in Minnesota, they charge you more for
We're already 16th in the country. It's $2.52 a pack is the tax.
Well, that's nothing. I mean, I smoked in my younger years. And you know what will get you to quit smoking is moving to Manhattan.
Where they're, what, $15 a pack?
17, at least. And I think I know multiple people. I know multiple French people specifically who love to smoke, who, you know, being poor and may or may not be legally allowed to even be there, moving there and realizing how much more expensive, you know, because in France, they're super cheap still, because whatever. And being like, oh, well, I guess I'm not a smoker anymore because I can't afford to.
I can't afford
this.
It. No. Wow.
And so, but anyways, back to the good news of health. So cancer is still the second leading cause of death in the U.S., with more than 1.9 million people expected to be diagnosed with some kind of cancer. And that results in around 610,000 deaths this year. But at least advancements, at least improvements as far as where we're going. And it's interesting to think, as we kind of ended the last segment with how bad our food is, how many bad ingredients are in our beauty products. You know, I think about the correlation, if not causation, of certain mill towns in Wisconsin, like paper mill towns, that a lot of cancer rates in certain towns across Wisconsin. And so, like, it's one thing when you, again, compare. I've never seen the numbers, but the comparison, as we were just talking about Europe and how many people still smoke there, I'm interested to know what the cancer rates,
what their cancer rates
would be, and like how many less people smoke in our country, and yet what our cancer rates are because of all these other things that we have in our food, in our products, in our atmosphere, that just aren't allowed in other countries. And if that evens, because like there's plenty of people who've never smoked who get cancer.
That's very true.
So yeah, but they, I thought that was, at least we could end. We
That's
could
some
end
positive stuff,
on a high
right?
note. But as far as other high notes, we haven't talked about this on the show yet, but you, anyone who's listening at home may have heard some of our commercials that Civic Media is launching a $1 million advertising giveaway.
Not a hoax.
Not a hoax. There's no catch. But if you are a small business owner and you're interested in learning more about how radio ads could bolster your business and bring you new business, we are giving grants for small businesses in Wisconsin to have free ad space. And so here are some of the details for that. So save the date, Thursday, January 26th. You will be able to fill out an online application for a piece of this giveaway. And with this is your chance to work with the Civic Media sales team, and they'll help you create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business across the entire network. It can be in one station and just if you are a more local business, but even the opportunity, and you hear me in the beginning of the show always welcome all of the different cities that we air in, and that's only growing. We have new announcements in the next couple of weeks, months, of even more cities that we're going to be airing in. But this is pretty cool.
It really is very cool, and it's a great way for you to get out your message about your business.
Yes, absolutely. And so, 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 26th, it will go live. We will be tweeting out, if you follow any of our social media, you can find the landing page that we'll have all the information on. There are some rules that apply, of course, but pretty much it is what it sounds like. And so be sure, this is the important part, because it's not a competition, but I'm a competitive person. So when you fill this out, tell them that As Goes Wisconsin sent you.
Yes. We would really appreciate that.
We would really appreciate it. You know, as I've said before, I come from a very competitive family. I'm a competitive person, all in good spirits, but just tell them that was As Goes Wisconsin sent you. So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. And when we come back, my argument of why we don't need any more Michaels. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima Tax.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.